T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I guess if he struggles tonight, then it's a full on panic mode about DeGrom, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you still got Wednesday.
See how it plays itself out there, Rich.
Absolutely. Craig and Evan coming up.
Everybody's a medical expert all of a sudden. Everybody's a doctor. Everybody reads MRIs. Everybody's a CAT scan expert.
I'm just a hypochondriac.
Everybody knows what's good for two. That's right. No, there's no possible way the NFL and the Dolphins and the medical staff at the Cincinnati Level 1 Trauma Center have any idea what they're doing.
Shut your mouth! Good day, sir.
Say hello to my little friend.
If the New York Mets don't win the World Series,
yeah,
this season was a disappointment. That's where we are now, folks.
Oh, you've got to have some junk control, Evan. Yes.
I don't know if you knew that. Harrison Bader's middle name is Master.
His last name is Bader.
Get it?
You get it? Told you, he's the shock jock.
This is what we are made for. This is why we're here.
You slept with Joe Namath?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's so good.
Here we
go. That's what I'm talking about, 202. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a Friday edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to maybe number 62. 877-337-6666. Wow. The far majority of New York has its eyes centered around Aaron Judge going for 62 and or the New York Mets, of course, trying to get off to a good start in this pennant race series against the Atlanta Braves. The rest of the world is trying to figure out what the heck happened last night in the Cincinnati Bengal-Miami Dolphin game, other than what we both told you all week long was going to happen, and that is the Miami Dolphins were going to lose. Of course, the sidebar story to that is the obvious sack and concussion to Tua. And then the world reacted the way the world always reacts to things that they know very little about. Everybody jumped on their high horse. Everybody got on their soapbox. Everybody became holier than thou. There is a single individual and only one that actually before the game publicly stated that Tua shouldn't play based on a previous concussion. Everybody else can pound sand. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
kid? Hi, I'm great.
Oh, are you? You're nervous. I don't blame you.
Very
big
nervous.
Big series for you.
Very nervous.
Big.
One of those
right.
days.
How are you going to get through the whole day with your nerves all bottled up waiting for first pitch tonight, which, by the way, you're going to be in the car for?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
You're not going to be in the car at 7:20?
I'm leaving early. No, I'm just kidding. No.
You're going to be in the car. I'm going to be sitting at home with a martini. I don't think martinis. With a pina colada, getting ready for Mets first pitch.
Well, I follow my protocol all season long, which is I will get home safely.
I'm going to call you.
I will. No, you're not.
I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you. It's going to be great.
Phone's off.
Can you believe DeGrom gave up a home run in the first?
No.
Even if he didn't, I'm going to say that.
Kind of expect that.
Yeah.
Phone's going off.
Yeah.
I will get home probably around 7:45.
You got to leave your phone on in case there's a family emergency.
I'm going home.
Wife has to be able to reach you.
Craig, if there's a family emergency, I'm getting home when I get home. I'm going to the same place.
Got to be reachable.
So the phone goes off.
Uh-huh.
I will get home at about 7:45.
Uh-huh.
My wife already knows. She understands. She knows what these games mean. Hi, how are you? Start the game, hon. And I'd say by the second or third inning, I'll be caught up, and it's game time. And this is what we've been waiting for all season long, but you're right. I've got a pit in my stomach that I don't normally have. But I have it because these are big, humongous games. We know what's in front of us. We know what needs to be done. This is why we're here.
Biggest regular season baseball game in how long for the Mets, would you say? Or let me even be better.
Yeah.
Biggest series for the Mets since 16?
Yes. Let's be fair about this. The Mets were in a pennant race in 2016. Yeah. People like to ignore it because
people think it's 15, but 16, you're alive.
Well, they were in a do or die pennant race. Yeah. And obviously, the playoff run ended very quickly, but they needed to win games down the stretch. So, you go back to 2016, but I'll up it up this way. This is the biggest start Jacob DeGrom has had since game two of the 2015 World Series, which didn't go well for him.
Okay,
he pitched four no-hit innings and then got tattooed in the fifth. Probably just ran out of gas after that long run.
Yeah, we call that a Garrett Cole, but go ahead.
So for Jake, who's had a lot of quote-unquote big starts in terms of individual accomplishments in 2019 when he won the Cy Young, in 2018 when he won the Cy Young, for him and for all the magistry we've seen from Jake, this is far and away, and it ain't even close, the biggest start he's had since Game 2 of the World Series 7 years ago.
It's awesome. These are the moments that I love. I know you don't love these moments because the odds are involved. You would obviously, and I don't blame you for this part of it, much rather be where the Yankees are. You've locked up the division, and now you're playing for some personal accolades. But this is what makes sports special. Like, these games count. These games matter. And I will say this, as much as I find baseball to be terminally boring, pennant race baseball with a local team, you got to watch every pitch. And I feel that way. And well, I'll get home probably at about, 7:30, 7:45, whatever it is normal, Friday traffic. And I will not go back unless something significant happened. I'll pick it up wherever the game is. I will listen to it driving home, which I know you don't do. I'm actually pretty amped up. I like major events, and we have a New York event tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Well, what also...
And I know you have, and rightfully so, you're going to be a ball of knots.
Yeah,
I get
no
it.
Doubt. No, what makes me...
The butterflies are swimming.
What makes me feel better about this is while I want to sweep these Southern bastards, the team, not necessarily the players, they're from everywhere, as much as I want to sweep them and dance Sunday night with a division championship, as much as I want to win 2 out of 3, we know that they've set themselves up where they just need to win a game, and they could come back to Citi Field next week, take care of business, and win the National League East. But I don't go into that series thinking that. I go into that series saying, wait, you've got Jacob DeGrom lined up, you've got Max Scherzer lined up, you've got Chris Bassett lined up, you've got the number one prospect in the sport making his major league debut tonight. Thank you, Billy Epler. It took you long enough. Win. Go out and beat this baseball team. Yeah. You've done a good job head-to-head against them all season long, 9-7. You've got your guys lined up. I know there's no Starling Marte, which sucks, but no excuses. Mano y mano, win this series.
So we got to take all your calls, getting ready for the Mets game and, of course, the Mets series. The big story today in sports, of course, is what happened last night in a Cincinnati Bengal win. They're now 2-2, by the way, over the Miami Dolphins last night. Tua in the second quarter goes back to pass. He's under some duress. He's scrambling around a little bit. He gets sacked and ragdolled down. And, of course, his hands go into that fencing mechanism, they call it, which is when you've suffered some type of, I don't want to say catastrophic, but significant rattling of the brain. That's how your body reacts. You see it a lot in boxing. You see it sometimes in MMA. It's the best I can do to try to walk you through, you know, where else you've seen that type of situation. And then, of course, you know, the Twitter world in America explodes. But, you know, there's a lot of aspects to this story. So, number one, of course, is the overall health of a human being. And whether you root for the Jets or hate the Dolphins, this is a young man who's now in a bad spot, maybe. We don't know how long it's going to be to recover. We don't know if he ever recovers fully. And with other CTE stories, you now worry about his health as a person. So, we send that out. But what really bothered me about it, Evan, is that, in fairness, it was a nondescript play. Quarterbacks get sacked. It wasn't the worst hit I've ever seen. I've seen, you've seen a lot worse. But for the vitriol that's out there now from the American public that knows nothing at all about, you know, how to read an MRI, how to read a CAT scan, I'm just wondering, to be fair, it's very easy to see that hit last night and see how Tua reacted to it. And then knee-jerk reaction is, everybody's got to get fired. The NFL effed up. The Dolphins effed up. McDaniel effed up. Let's fire the trainer. Let's, you know, hang them all at the noose, you know, in public square and tar and feather them. But the reality is that he played last week in the second half, right?
Should he have?
Now, great question. They have an independent neurologist that does not work for either team who is a professional whose job it is to decide whether or not he suffered a concussion. I thought he did last week.
We all did, yeah.
Right? The way he wobbled twice.
When you see a guy unable to walk on his own that way, I think all of us thought in that moment, oh my God.
But I didn't complain about him playing in the second half. He was lucid. He played very well, as a matter of fact. His press conference showed no signs, to my untrained eye, that he had a concussion. I know what I saw 3 hours earlier. I thought he was concussed. I'm not a doctor. The NFL has independent neurologists who are paid to let us know if a guy was concussed to protect that guy against himself. Every NFL player, not named Mac Jones, wants to play through an injury. That's who they are.
Did you just take a shot at Mac Jones?
I mean, the Patriots said Mac Jones will be back in 4 to 6 weeks. He said 8 to 12.
But Mac is also at practice, and there's a possibility he plays on Sunday.
You know full well he's not playing on Sunday. Right. I mean, the notion that Bill Belichick put that out there is comical. But it's just like, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, right? And it went so absurd last night, Evan, from, you know, the Dolphins wronged him, the NFL wronged him, blah, blah, blah. People were taking shots at the Cincinnati Hospital, which is a level one trauma center, which makes it one of the top hospitals in our country. You go there for catastrophic injuries, and we're claiming that those doctors and nurses were in cahoots with some type of, you know, conspiracy theory because they let them go home. Like, we're getting crazy now.
I think it comes from, because here's the truth, and I completely agree with you about one thing. We are not doctors. I have no idea what happened between Miami and Buffalo last week where it looked like he had a concussion, but then he was cleared and played the second half. I'm not behind the scenes.
Right.
I'm not an independent neurologist. I'm not any neurologist. And I don't know if what happened last night, at least the head injury he suffered, was made worse because of a potential head injury he had 4 days earlier. None of us know. But what I see is that people don't trust the NFL.
Fair enough.
And that's what it comes down to.
And
it comes
down to, if you want to tell me you can't trust the Dolphins for all the obvious reasons, I'm good with that.
It's a skepticism that the people in Mass have against the league. Not as much the Dolphins as a whole, but yeah, they're the team involved. A head coach who's been coached for 35 seconds. But really, it's a lack of trust from the NFL. And I think one of the arguments you could make that no one could dispute is that the NFL ignored concussions for decades.
For a very long time.
And when you have that yoke around you, it's going to live with you for a long time, when you try to improve your...
Which they've done. I'll be the first guy to take a shot at Goodell and the entire body of the NFL. Historically, just ask, right? But I think we're in foreign territory here where we're not doctors.
Of course not.
And while it's easy to say, I think he had a concussion, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
If he had a concussion.
No idea.
Now, last night was different than last Sunday. The way his body reacted, the hands, which were shown a million times, maybe even too many times last night. So I know what I saw last night. I also know that a level one trauma center said he could go home the team charter last night.
Let me tell you something, Craig. I'll tell you right now. Thinking that a hospital in Cincinnati that has a sterling reputation is doing anything underhanded because they're in the cahoots with the NFL, that's a conspiracy I can't get along with.
Right.
But I also know that there are narratives that exist. And unfortunately, the timing of this makes it look really, really bad.
Okay, and
there's no disputing that.
I agree. It fails the look test, for sure.
No doubt.
But then, of course, comes the question, since we all agree that we're not doctors.
We're not.
Well, is 13 days enough? Is 3 weeks enough? Is
no
a month
idea.
Enough? I have no idea
no
either.
No idea.
So at some point, I do have to rely on a medical expert to tell me that he wasn't in harm's way, because there were people out there last night saying he's going to die. You know, two concussions in 4 days, there's a symptom, I don't forget the name of it. He's now going to die. You just killed Tua. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then the other side is, and this happens all the time, and I've probably been guilty of it, you probably have too, at some point in our radio careers, where we like to compare our injury experience to what we see in an NFL game, a ball game, a basketball, baseball, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, people like Josina Anderson, who comes out last night questioning the medical advice that he got from Cincinnati, who then also says online, just one example, I had a concussion once. Come on, man.
Not the same.
Like, you have no idea. You can't compare your broken ankle and you playing a slow pitch softball to Trey Lance.
No,
right?
You can't. I think it's important, and this is good in society, to ask questions. And I think it's very, very fair to be skeptical of the National Football League. I do.
I got no problem
with
that.
The league doesn't have that credibility when it comes to this issue. So while I am certainly not going to stand on any soapbox and say, I know he had a concussion, those cheating bastards. I don't know that.
And we're also, also reacting to things in the wrong order. Because he got the concussion last night, it's easy to now say they never should have let him play. Your opinion is, not you, generally speaking,
right, right.
People are saying, I can't believe they let him play. But not a single person, other than this one PhD, and his name's escaping me.
Christopher Nowinski.
Yeah, he actually, I think he used to be a wrestler.
He used to be
back
a wrestler
day, right?
Whose career
Harvard
ended.
Educated, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, he, to his credit, and only his credit, put out a tweet before the game. The NFL should not allow two to play in this game for all the obvious reasons.
But how can you not? Here's my one question.
So I respect that guy.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
Go.
How could you say he shouldn't play Thursday Night Football after they allowed him to play in the second half of Sunday's game?
Yes.
Because if you're not allowing him to play Thursday, that means the Dolphins did something shady on Sunday.
Agreed. 100%.
You're saying they're guilty on Sunday.
Now
all of a sudden Thursday, you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, he can't play in that game.
Yeah, for that guy, Nowinski, I'm not sure if he was aware of it until after Sunday happened. So I'm not sure if he was aware in the first half. I don't know what that guy watches or doesn't
watch.
No,
I think he was aware of it, but I think he was critical, hypercritical of the decision to clear Tua and allow him back in that game.
Okay, so I think he's been pretty consistent. So when he comes out, you know, before the game and says what he says, in my opinion, he's got a legitimate platform. We should listen to the guy. Right, we should listen to him, and he has every right to be uber critical now of everybody involved because he did it before the injury. Everybody else, you included, me included, that now wants to, I'm not saying you are, but that wants to jump up and down and, you know, get on their soapbox of how the NFL wronged him, how the Dolphins should have looked out for him. Why? The guy wanted to play. He's lucid. He's passed every test that they give him, and he's ready to go. And oh, by the way, he looked good in the first quarter. Should have had a touchdown pass.
But
that,
that's not relevant.
He looked good in the second quarter.
No. Wait, no, that doesn't work, though.
Why not?
Because we've seen guys play with concussions years and years ago.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be effective. You can play well. It doesn't mean you aren't playing with a concussion. So I wouldn't use that as evidence. What I would say is we are all, most of us, very skeptical of the NFL's policies. Maybe the NFL's policies need to change. But I don't have any evidence that we know for sure the Miami Dolphins or the independent neurologist or the NFL were conspiring.
No.
Knowing,
And listen,
he's concussed, play him anyway.
D'Maurice Smith and the NFL Players Association, rightfully so, they're doing an investigation to find out the answer to that question. Now, if the investigation comes back that the Dolphins or the NFL were complicit in lying about what happened last Sunday, then do whatever you got to do to punish them for that. Rightfully so. I'm down with that, and I'll lead the charge, I'll light the stick, and I'll get on my horse, and I'll go with everybody. But until you can prove that, lay low, man. You cannot accuse these people of specifically and purposely putting a player in harm's way. And here's the other thing that bothers me. This is what we like about the NFL, violence.
Mm-hmm.
We put out videos every week of the top hits of the weekend, do we not?
Yeah.
We celebrate those hits. We love it
when a guy gets laid out. He got jacked up. Wasn't that a segment on ESPN for a long time?
For a very long time.
Yeah.
So to all of a sudden go from, hey, we love the car wreck. We stop and watch the car wreck. We get mad when networks don't replay injuries because we want to see the bone break and come through the skin. And now Amazon's being grilled because they showed it too much last night.
Right.
So there's never middle ground, and the mob is never wrong. In this case, the mob's got to take an L because it was obnoxious, to me at least. You can disagree.
You can love the violence of the NFL while also hoping.
Hold on a second. I apologize. Ralph's Italian Ice is
again?
Here. Oh, yeah. I'm crazy now. I'm on my way down. Thank you, okay? Thank you, sir. On my way right now. Tommy, on your way. Thank you.
You're like the Cal Ripken Jr. of ordering Ralph's every day.
Well, I was the Cal Ripken of Poke Bowls. Yeah, but then our friends at Adora Lay decided to cater our pre-met party today.
Right.
So they sent a bunch of wings and pizza over. And I want to thank those guys
for
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can love the violence of the NFL while hoping that they're smart and protective of their players after they suffer injuries. I think those two things can exist.
Say it again.
You can love the violence of the NFL,
which we do.
Just like you like the violence of boxing or MMA,
right?
While hoping that you can be responsible in handling the injuries of said athletes. Those two things can coexist at the same time.
I agree with you on that. I just think people got crazy in the last 24 hours. I really do.
I think that...
Because it was easy. It's an easy mark, right?
Craig, it was so easy because what we saw on Sunday and then what we saw on Thursday, the timing of it, leads to a very easy narrative of what the hell is going on. And I'll tell you one guy who I don't think did anything wrong. He's coached four games in the NFL.
Mike McDaniels.
But what he needs to do is answer every question
about it. Which I thought he did last night. And I know he had a press conference today, which the guys are listening to now to see if anything comes out. Other than we know that Tua is at home. I guess he had family members in Cincinnati for the game, and they were with him in the hospital, which was very comforting, obviously. And I believe they flew back with the team also, some of them did, because I know he's with family now. And again, listen, we're diehard Jet fans, right? We want to see the Dolphins lose.
100%. 100%.
And we're also human beings. As much as we want the Dolphins to lose last night, we predicted the Dolphins would lose last night. We also can put that aside and hope that this is not a long-term problem for this kid's life.
I can be skeptical.
By the way, he is a kid.
Of course he is.
He's 25 years old.
I can be skeptical of the NFL, but I'm not skeptical of Mike McDaniel. I think Mike McDaniel's coaching a football team, and the doctor will tell him, hey, two is good to go, two is not good to go. I don't think Mike McDaniel is the one, quote-unquote, fudging the situation.
No, neither do I.
I think he's listening to what he's been told. But why he's in a tough spot is he's the front man. He's the one who has to answer every question.
He's the face and voice of a franchise that has already been embattled for the last year and a half for the Brian Flores crap, the Tom Brady crap, the allegations of tanking games, a suspended owner. Like, the last 18 months have not been good for the Dolphin franchise.
Now, I'll give Mike McDaniel credit for this. If he was like the head coach of the New York Jets, he'd just blame the media and say, you're creating a problem. There's nothing wrong here. Shut up, you losers.
Yep, that's Robert Saleh. Again, we'll get to that in regards to what we played yesterday with Jeff Ulbrich and Quinn and Williams. He's now blaming the media for this, so we'll get to that. We got all the Mets stuff. It's really an exciting weekend. It's also, I mean, we've done 25 minutes, and we haven't even acknowledged the return of the Mac. Zach the Mac Wilson is back against a franchise that we never beat. Now, it's not like the Eagles where we've never beaten them. We just typically don't beat the Steelers. I think we have 6 wins out of 30 or so games against the Steeler franchise. Good news for Jet fans, they suck too this year. So, big weekend of sports. No reason to leave the house. And it's going to rain all day Saturday. So, really no reason to leave the house unless you're chopping wood, which I got to do all week long. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Sloman's is immediately hiring HVAC technicians and helpers in New York and New Jersey to join their outstanding team. It is a badass union position, Local 355. What's up, fellas? Offering a starting salary of up to $37 per hour, plus a $2,500 signing bonus after 90 days. Full benefits include paid vacation, medical, dental, vision, 401k, and more. If you're ready to join an HVAC industry leader, thank you, Tommy, call for an immediate interview. 516-688-2300. 516-688-2300. Take your career to the next level.
Living in Westchester, early on I was told.
Who got sugar-free cherry? Whose order was that?
Oh, come on. You know who that is.
Was it you?
I didn't order Icy's.
Who got sugar-free cherry?
Before there's an answer, Craig, let's play a game.
Yeah.
Who do you think on our staff or in this building would say, I'll get Icy's, but it's got to be sugar-free?
Well, I'll tell you, there's sugar-free cherry, there's mint cookie crumb.
That's you.
And there's rainbow cookie from my man.
Rainbow
so I know
cookie?
What you got.
Who ordered rainbow cookie?
I got your rainbow cookie.
You did?
Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
So who got the sugar-free cherry? Huh?
I guess
anybody want to own up to that?
Mustache man is.
Sugar Ray Terry.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Evan. I just saw it on
I didn't know it existed.
Does that ruin the flavor of the cherry?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. It probably tastes like Robitussin.
Evan, you mind if I take a bite of your rainbow cookie first?
I wasn't having ices today.
You are now. I'm sorry.
Why are you trying to fatten me up?
I'm not, but I know you love rainbow cookie like I do. It's our favorite cookie.
I love it, but you asked me earlier, do you want? I said, I'm good. No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
I'm going to give you a
kind of like Hansel and Gretel thing going on where he's just fattening you up.
Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah.
Hansel and Gretel, it's a children's allegory.
Where's the fattening coming from?
What?
What?
You guys just read. I'll eat the ice cream. I'll leave it alone.
They get trapped by a witch in a candy house, and she fattens them up, and she can't see. She feels the fingers to see if they're getting fatter.
She gives them porridge.
Don't you know the story?
Yeah, and then they leave crumbs out there so Red Riding Hood can find them.
I don't want it. I'm not taking it.
I already gave you some mint crumb cake, too. Come on. Get in there, buddy. There you go, kid.
He's
there
fattening
you go.
Me up.
Do the read. Go ahead.
He's fattening me up.
Ralph's. Love you, Ralph's. Thank you, Grubhub.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Get us into our fantasy segment with a woman who's fulfilled many of your fantasies over the years, and now she's helping put dollar bills back into your pocket, one single at a time, just the way you took them out. And it's Lisa Ann. Lisa, how you doing again, babe? Good to have you on the show.
You know, it's great to see you both. I cannot tell which one of you has least rhythm as I watch you dance.
Me. Excuse me.
I definitely think it's least rhythm.
Yes, I'm just tired.
I'm going to say, it is you, Evan.
Yes.
It is.
I own my lack of rhythm. I absolutely own it.
All right, so Lisa.
That was awful.
Let me just catch up on what you... I know last week, I think, was the quick week, right? Because we were up against it. You said Derek Carr... Well, Derek Carr, 300 yards passing and a couple tutties. And you said Greg Dortch, who most people never heard of, he had 9 catches and 80 yards. So, well done again. You're on fire. Before we ask you some specific games or guys, give me a guy or two that you got to have this week that, again, we're not looking for the obvious, great value.
Okay, $4,900 on DK if you're playing some DFS. My Dallas Cowboys at home against the Washington Commanders. Dallas Cowboys are leading the league right now in sacks, which makes me very proud. But this little wide receiver who probably did a lot of practice reps with our backup quarterback, Cooper Rush, that's Noah Brown. Right. $4,900 is going to allow you a lot of room to get another stud or two in your lineup. And from the running back position...
Well, let me stop you on that for one sec before you go to running backs. Noah Brown's an interesting case because he kind of came on the scene in that first week's game with Dak quarterbacking and had a very good game, you're right, with Cooper Rush. So, interesting value there with him. I apologize for interrupting. Noah Brown with the Cowboys. And I know a lot of people are all over the Dallas Cowboys considering Washington got blown out against Jacksonville. Cowboys are feeling great after their Monday night win against the Giants. I would caution everybody, that game is going to be a lot closer than what most people think.
I would agree with you right there as well. And now Michael Gallup, actually today, they released that he's going to be playing this week. I don't have high expectations with his first game back. But again, we're looking for cheap plays to allow a lot of room for you to get that budget in for your DFS plays.
Do you buy, because last week you had a monster week and now Montgomery is hurt, Khalil Herbert, are you buying that this could be a long-term fantasy boon for those that claimed him on waivers?
Yeah, I am, especially now with Montgomery being listed as out again for this week. I think you should temper your expectations that it will be matchup reliant. But if you picked him up this week, you're going to proudly play him.
All right, we're talking to Lisa Ann. She is, no joke, a legitimate NFL fantasy expert. Let's take a look at the Bills-Ravens game, or, you know, games like that where, you know, the high-profile game, Jaguars-Eagles, Bills-Ravens. Do you put any stock in looking for a guy that's playing in, you know, one of the top games of the weekend?
I do, but if you're looking for ownerships that you have that little bit of edge in your lineups, then you're going to want to pull away from those games. They are the obvious plays. So you're going to look at the players that I'm giving you as maybe less than 10% owned, and they can help you balance that out. But look, this Ravens game is going to be something. And I think if Jacksonville shows us who they are this week, if Jacksonville puts up a good performance in this situation, then we're going to really have to start taking them seriously.
Yeah, that it's really interesting because they kind of jumped on the scene when they blew out Indianapolis. We're like, wait, hold on a minute. What's going on? And then they win in Washington. I'm not saying that Washington is all that good a team, but now they're up against it. They're in Philadelphia against the remaining undefeated team. And you're right, Lisa, in my opinion, if the Jaguars, they don't even have to win the game. If the Jaguars are in the game and play at that Eagle level, it is going to change the perspective everybody has of where the Jaguars are, no doubt.
And I couldn't have said it any better. We're not expecting them to win. It's a matter of how close they play this game, what their defense does, and what their running backs are able to accomplish against this really tough Eagles defense.
But besides the obvious at tight end, because you got a couple of elite guys, and then after that, it's like, what do I look for? Dalton Schultz is banged up, and he wasn't producing. Gesicki barely gave you numbers last night. Where should people look if they're desperate at tight end?
You know, everybody looks at Zach Ertz as old, but Zach Ertz can still put up production. We see mistakes happening with those stud tight ends. Travis Kelce with two drops last week is devastating for where fantasy players drafted Travis Kelce.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about you on Sunday, and I apologize for the reference, but when Josh Allen told the story about why he picked up the unsportsmanlike conduct, I was like, you know, it reminds me. Lisa Ann's coming on the show. Next Friday, I'll explain to Evan off the air, but your name did pop into my head when I heard Josh Allen talking about what happened. All right, let's do Giants and Jets because we're local. Saquon's been great, obviously, this year. Daniel Jones, by the way, has been very good. He's not really had the costly turnover other than in week one, but the Giants don't have any wide receivers at all to throw the ball to. That also means there's an opportunity for like a David Sills to get catches, and he's got to be great value. Your thoughts on anybody worthwhile on the Giant offense being taken or no?
I mean, this is so frustrating because you just said it. You know, Daniel Jones is not making the mistakes that he's made in the past, and he has such limited options that he doesn't have really the opportunity that he needs to exceed our expectations either. We are so thankful. Me, I'm not even a Giants fan, but of course, living here, you gotta love, right? We're so thankful to see Saquon Barkley back with the production that he's having. But how long can we rely on Saquon Barkley as the only? Your option is gonna be Sills, who's looking at a paycheck that is what, like 1/100th of Kenny Galladay? Like, you know, it's just maddening, right? The money that has been spent, but you know, you expected so much more. Where is Darius Slayton? I mean, you know, there have been those moments, year one, year two, where Darius Slayton was like, oh, yeah, he's coming on, and nothing. So these players have to really help out Daniel Jones to make him look better. What we saw in Miami was Tyreek Hill making Tua look good, Waddle making Tua look good. It's a team effort. And for the first time in Daniel Jones' career, he's not making the mistakes, and he doesn't have the players behind him to really help him out. So you kind of got to stay away. And if you look at the price on Saquon Barkley, I still think it's worth playing in DFS because there's such limited options in the offense there to choose from.
Now, what do you do? Because the Jets have so many intriguing options. Obviously, Garrett Wilson's been targeted a ton. We saw Breece Hall catching a lot of balls out of the backfield last week. But now it's different because Zach's back. Elijah Moore hasn't put up the massive numbers maybe we had hoped. Corey Davis is sort of old reliable. Who benefits the most from Zach being the quarterback now?
I think this is really a wait and see. Everybody wants to say it's going to be Elijah Moore, but I just think Zach getting back is going to be like a fresh start, right? It's going to be a wait and see for these pieces. And I think everybody's been sitting there and going, this is a Tyler Conklin week, right? He's still cheap in DFS if you're looking for a cheap tight end. But when a player's coming back from an injury, I'm always really cautious to watch that game carefully, see who he's trusting, and see what it's going to look like for the weeks ahead.
Well, listen, it's Lisa Ann. You can check her out on all the social media platforms. The real Lisa Ann. Don't fall for one of those imposter sites that pops up trying to steal your eyeballs. And out of all the leagues that you were in last week, did we take home the trophy and the cash in any of them?
We did. We did pretty well last week. You know, I have four teams right now that are still 3-0, so I'm getting a little bit anxious. You know, I kind of want to get my first loss out of the way. but, you know, just because, you know, it just starts to be on your side there. But I'm doing well. I was about 65% last week across the board.
Well, we appreciate the insight. And hopefully guys listening can grab some of those guys because they are good value. As always, hope you have a great weekend. And we'll do it again next Friday. And so far, at least on this show, you are 3 for 3 with nuggets of guys that are good value who have very big weeks. And you've never disappointed in that regard. So we, of course, appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you again next Friday. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the games and enjoy your weekend.
All right. Lisa Ann, everybody. Again, the real Lisa Ann on all the different social media platforms. And no joke, knows her stuff and breaks it down as well as anybody I've ever heard do fantasy football. It doesn't matter what team, she's legit. Like, that woman studies. Now, Zach Wilson is back. I think it benefits Elijah Moore.
That's the logical thing.
Because he's never thrown the ball to Garrett Wilson before.
Yeah, that, logically, right? You would think that.
Now, to be fair, if you watched last week's Jet game, there was obviously a concerted effort in the first half to get Elijah Moore into the game.
No doubt.
So, again.
But here's the thing, and I think Zach knows this, and we all know this by just watching 3 weeks of football. Garrett Wilson is really special, and you want to get the ball in his hands.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And Zach knows that.
Yeah. He's also got banged up a little bit.
So we don't know about the Zach Wilson-Garrett Wilson chemistry yet, but they may develop it real quick.
Yeah, and then, of course, there'll be some type of dopey newspaper headline, you know, using the last name or something
Wilson
like that.
Wilson Square.
The Wilson Twins, the Wilson this. I'll probably be doing it myself. Now,
of course we will. Kidding me? Of course.
But like it writes itself, right?
They got a lot of that. They've got two Michael Carters, one on defense, one on offense.
Yeah, you're right.
They have Breece and Bryce Hall.
Right, which does get confusing sometimes.
I mean, they have a lot of this when you think about it.
Like, you know, when Breece Hall, you know, gets the ball, he's very good.
Right.
Every once in a while, I'm like, I thought Bryce Hall sucked.
I mean, think of how many teams could have that? Breece Hall, Bryce Hall. Bryce Huff, too, I guess.
Right.
Garrett Wilson, Zach Wilson.
Right.
Michael Carter, right. Which is the most extreme thing.
Right.
It's weird how many similarities they have.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it, Evan?
Yes.
Right. I mean, there's some generic last names that you probably have, like the Joneses.
Yeah, but that's
right?
not.
That
not,
kind of thing. But these are different. Yeah. But I tell you, I'm so excited for the Jets only because, well, for two reasons. Obviously, number one, Zach, our franchise quarterback, in theory, is back.
Dude,
now,
that's the only reason to be excited to see Zach
playing,
with these weapons.
They're playing what I think is a beatable opponent. Like, if he was making his comeback against the Kansas City Chiefs, I would be like,
well, you're also facing a defense that's probably going to be without their two best defensive players.
Yeah, so this is a good week. The question is, from how much rust is there?
From that standpoint, I'm excited. What I'm fearful for, and you could talk all day about Mitchell Trubisky and the flaws in the Steelers' offensive line, and they're not running the ball that well, and Trubisky stinks. I've watched this Jet defense play horrendous football for 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
And that's the concern. The concern is, are they going to be able to stop them? And talking about how mediocre Pittsburgh is doesn't fix that, because I've watched this Jet defense play as awful as they have over the last 2 weeks. So I'm excited about Zach. I'm excited to see him because, look, he's the hope. He's the key to this franchise being turned around.
His ability to get out of the pocket is going to benefit everybody.
Oh, dude, it changes the dynamic of this offense. It's not that he's magic. No one's saying that. Yes, the offensive line has major issues.
But it makes them better.
Well, it gives you a guy who can buy time and create plays with his legs. Right. Which you don't have when you've got a statue behind
center. And one of the things we did see last year, he has the ability to throw on the run.
Yes.
He's got a cannon on the run. So, I mean, like, if you remember last year, the one pass he couldn't throw was the screen pass.
Was that screen to Breece Hall this year. We'll see if he can make
it. You have him running to the right and throw the ball 60 yards down the field like it's nothing.
Yeah, and how about the fact that the Giants, and forget the betting aspect of this, they are favorites this week. That means they have been favorites, 3 weeks in a row.
Every week except for opening against Tennessee,
except for
right?
the opening week. Yeah. Last season, the entire season, they were favored one time.
Okay.
The last time they were favored
sounds like
three...
a Fuji song, but go ahead.
Last time they were favored 3 weeks in a row was 6 years ago.
I can't even believe they're favored 3 weeks in a row then, to be honest.
Well, they were good that year.
I'm just saying, like, it's been so long
since
they
were good.
It seems
like it's a million years ago. So it's rare that the Giants have ever gone into a game where you say, hey, they should win that football game. This is the third straight week where people are feeling that way.
Yeah, listen, they're playing a team that, as you know, has completed 23 passes on the year.
But they're also not attempting to throw the football.
And now they lose one of their running backs, maybe not their better running back, but they have no depth at running back. And they've got a quarterback who's the first to tell you, I suck.
Yeah.
You know, like, no joke. Like, if they complete seven passes, that's on average.
Yeah, but the problem is this is a Bear team that's going to tell you right from the get-go, we're going to run the football down your throats.
Come stop it.
And even though the Giants may know that, can they stop them? Leonard Williams being out, the cast of characters they have at linebacker, I don't know if they can. So, yeah, you're right. If you're forcing Justin Fields to beat you, the Giants will likely win the football game.
I think so, too.
No question. Yep. The problem is, even with Montgomery out, Khalil Herbert is off to this ridiculous start. I don't know if the Giant run D can stop them. We saw what happened a week ago against Dallas.
Well, listen, it's a winnable game. It gives you a chance to get to 3-1, which gives you, it allows for a bad game somewhere else down the line. You got to win this game because on paper, you're better than the Chicago Bears. That's it. You know, the New York Jets can't say that. I think it's a toss-up.
I think that if the Giants win this game, you buy more time at, okay, we're having a season. You lose this game, there's a really good chance that this spirals because you play the Green Bay Packers, you play the Baltimore Ravens, you play even the Jaguars who look like a legitimate team.
Yeah.
So it is a very important game if you want to maintain this surprising start and kind of keep this season going in a way.
By the way, if you wonder, not that you do, but if you ever wondered how popular the NFL is, there is a trending movie right now in America. Do you want to guess what the number one trending movie is in America right now?
Well, something with the NFL.
Yeah.
Because you said the NFL is really popular.
Yeah. Do you think it's Any Given Sunday or something else? The number one, I'm not making it up, trending movie and sports story right now in America.
Right now? So it's not like an old movie?
I didn't say that.
Remember the Titans?
No.
Oh.
Great movie, though.
Amazing movie.
MacGruber.
Oh, because of the whole...
Yep. MacGruber is the number one trending sports and movie topic in America.
So that's actually a very funny movie. It's a bit odd. It's very quotable. Very funny.
So that story came out because Coach McDaniels told the story.
He said that Tua sat next to him on the plane home. They talked about how he was feeling for 15 to 20 minutes. And then I want to be clear about this because a lot of people are saying, why would Mike McDaniel make Tua watch MacGruber? Tua pulled out his phone to watch MacGruber and asked Coach to watch it with him. And I'm quoting now, they laughed together.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand this guy. He's a walking stand-up act, and everybody loves him. I get it. Seems like a good dude, but he's the Dolphin head coach, and when it crashes and burns, Coach, you ain't going to be loved anymore.
MacGruber.
This ain't going to be adorable anymore. No one's going to love your one-liners anymore, but for now, Coach, enjoy the honeymoon.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So last night we all went 1-1. We all took the Bengals, all won with that. I lost my prop with Tua. Loogie lost on the over. And Big Mac lost on Jalen Waddle having 5.5 catches or more. So we all took L's. Big Mac has a record now of 10-13, truly pathetic. I have a record of 11-12. A little pathetic, but less pathetic. And Loogie continues to lead the pack at 15-8. Game number one, I'm taking the Giants. I've picked against them every single week this season. I was right last week. I was wrong the first 2 weeks. Look, what scares me, well, it's obvious what scares me, the Bears' ability to just run the football down their throats. But I believe they're going to force Justin Fields to have to make a play or two. And I think he'll make a couple of mistakes. And I think Daniel Jones, to his credit, will at least avoid making the mistakes that he really hasn't so far this season. I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be low scoring. A push wouldn't surprise me. Like, a field goal game would not stun me. But I'm going to trust the Giants here. Game number one, give me the Giants laying the three. Game number two, I won't do it. You may think I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not taking the Jets. I can't do it. I've been disgusted by this defense many times. So I'm not picking against the Jets because of Zach. I'm not picking against the Jets because of the line. I'm picking against the Jets because this defense is putrid. I don't trust Jeff Ulbrich. I don't trust Robert Saleh. But Mitchell Trubisky's the quarterback. Doesn't freaking matter. Give me the Steelers laying the 3 or 3.5. What are we at with them? 3?
3.5.
3.5. And in game number 3, the Chiefs are going to bounce back in a major way. I expect them to blow out the Buccaneers. I know Tampa's defense has been steady. Their offense has left a lot to be desired. I'll take Kansas City and pick number 3. I'm taking the Giants laying the 3, the Steelers laying the 3.5. The Chiefs game I have is a pick 'em. I think they'll win by 2 touchdowns. Loogie
right at home against a so-so Bears team. So I'm going to lay the 3 with the Giants. I'm also going to take the Steelers. Zach Wilson returns with a banged-up offensive line. What could go wrong, right? So give me the Steelers minus 3.5. And I'm also going to take the Texans getting 5.5 at home against the Chargers. The Chargers coming in banged up. We found out Keenan Allen won't play. My only fear here is that this gets a public starts to like this game. And Big Mac, you're with me here. What does a public dog always have, Big Mac?
Oh, he has fleas.
Yeah, so
tremendous line.
I'm worried about that. So
I'll live that one forever.
That said, I'm going to take the Texans getting the 5.5. Go ahead, Big Mac.
All right. I don't see it. I hate to do it, but I know I'm a homer. I'm taking the points with the Bears. I'm taking Chicago plus 3. Look, I know it's not going to be a monsoon necessarily, and I understand that's how the Bears won their, terrible game, but I think this is going to be the same kind of thing. This is an absolute slog. They have no offensive weapons besides Barkley. I don't know how they're going to do anything besides run the football. The offensive line's atrocious. They don't have a wide receiver to throw it to. Daniel Jones doesn't take chances, which is great. He doesn't turn the ball over, but they don't score any points. They're going to figure out a way to make sure Barkley doesn't hurt them. I'll take the points in this game. I don't think the Giants are good enough to be favored against anybody. Give me Chicago plus 3. I agree with you guys on Pittsburgh. I just think right now, I think this is a close game with a young quarterback making his first start of the year, a lot of new weapons. I think there's going to be a critical mistake down. I don't like either of these teams, but I think the Jets are going to make a critical mistake and turn a 3-point loss into a 7-point loss or an 8-point loss down the stretch. That's just how I see it. And then the final game, I was going to take Kansas City, but I'll pivot here and I'll go Green Bay minus 9.5 against the Pats. I think the Pats stink. I think Hoyer could be the worst quarterback we've seen play in the last 10 years. He's dreadful. And I understand they got the London game coming up, but you do not overlook the Pats. They're still the Patriots. It's still Bill Belichick. They're going to come out and run the score up on New England. So give me Green Bay at home minus 9.5. Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Green Bay minus 9.5.
Good job, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.